This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, I was just telling you, if you're tuned in to the opening segment of the show, our pregame show, as I call it, about Trump's popularity, the new Harris poll. And sure enough, there's another poll out. 66% of battleground district voters say the Democrats are too obsessed with impeachment. And of the six issues that are the most important to battleground voters, Democrats aren't focused on any of them. Democrats are committing political suicide. I mean, this is just Harry Carey, man. This is suicide. Democrats don't know what they're doing or saying anymore. I'm sure it's Trump derangement syndrome at the root of their problems. Excuse the pun from Wayne Root. But these people are mentally ill. They're obsessed. They're stalkers. Trump lives in their minds rent-free 24 hours a day. They don't know what they're saying or doing anymore. And that's why their ratings are all imploding. No one's watching their shows. No one cares what they say. They preach to the choir. And we're growing like crazy. Newsmax, America's fast-growing cable news network. And Wayne Root at 8 o'clock is a fast-growing show. 66% of battleground district voters say Democrats too obsessed with impeachment. You guys are going down. And it could be because there's two-tier justice in this country. It turns out now in 2016, a whistleblower brought information on crimes involving the Clinton Foundation. What a surprise. And the DOJ and the FBI ignored the claims and then covered it up. So a whistleblower comes forward and tells you, I know the Clintons are corrupt. I know the Clinton Foundation is corrupt. And the FBI says, we're not interested. But a whistleblower comes forward in 2019, a month after they've changed the rules, the CIA has changed the rules to say you could be a second-hand whistleblower. You don't even know something. You heard something from someone else who claims they heard something. And all of a sudden, Donald Trump's in big trouble, and it's the biggest news story in America. This is why voters think you're all nuts. This is why they're not going to vote for you. Because you look like idiots, obsessed stalkers and idiots who don't know what you're saying or doing anymore. You can't get a guy in trouble for reporting on a crime. He's reporting on Joe Biden's crime. That's not a crime. As I pointed out in my commentary yesterday, it's actually what a president is supposed to do. According to the treaty we signed with Ukraine under Bill Clinton as President of the United States in 1988, I believe it was, it's the president's duty to report crimes committed by American officials on Ukrainian soil. And that's exactly what happened with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Other reasons Trump is popular is on display in France today. An attacker of Islamic, and by the way, I'm not against the religion of Islam. I've never been anti-Muslim. Never. Matter of fact, I remember when I was riding in a limo coming back from a TV appearance on Glenn Beck's show in Dallas, Texas, and the limo driver was Palestinian, and him and I had this great conversation. When it was over, he dropped me at the airport. I got out of the car. He got out of the car. He hugged me. I hugged him. When you meet nice people, it doesn't matter what their religion is, what their race is. There are lots of nice Muslims in the world. I got nothing against the Islamic religion or Muslims, but I sure have something against extremism and Islamic extremism that hates Jews, hates Christians, hates America, hates Western civilization, and is a threat to commit terrorist acts in the United States, and is a threat to believe in Sharia law and cause all kinds of terrible things to happen in America. And so a Islamic gentleman walked into a police station in Paris, France today, with a knife and killed four police officers, three men and one female police officer, before they shot this attacker did. All I'm saying is, and all Donald Trump's saying is, extreme vetting. Be careful who you let in our country. Don't let anyone into our country. Make sure they're not extremists. Make sure they don't come to America hating Americans. Make sure they don't hate Judeo-Christian values. Make sure they don't want to kill Jews, Christians, or Americans. Make sure they don't believe in Sharia law. Isn't that reasonable? Of course it is. 99% of all reasonable Americans agree with what I just said. But liberals don't agree with it. They think you're racist for just saying that. And there's something wrong with that belief. There's something wrong with liberals. Because I don't want people to kill policemen. I don't want people to kill anybody in my country from out of the country. I don't want you to import murderers into my country. Not even one. Even one is one too many. So we got to be careful. The second lesson is not only be careful who you import in your country, build a wall, limit immigration, keep bad people out. But the second lesson is gun control doesn't work. England has no guns. The police don't have guns. The criminals don't have guns. No one's got guns in London. Yet London, excuse me, the country of England, not just London. London has a crime epidemic. But the country of England has a violent crime rate per capita. Of course, they're not as big as America. But based on their population versus America's, did you know that England's crime is 3.5 times, violent crime, 3.5 times more than the United States of America? So here they constantly talk about how terrible it is. We're a nation of guns. How many mass murders? How many crimes? Our crime rate is 3.5 times lower, violent crime, than England, UK, even though they have no guns. Even the police don't have guns. Everyone's using knives to kill people. So in Paris, France, same thing. You just walk into a police station with a butcher knife, and you kill 4 cops in a second before they have a chance to react. That, my friends, is proof that gun control is a failure. It's not guns you need to control. It's bad people coming into your country. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy calls for Nancy Pelosi to suspend the impeachment inquiry. And basically what McCarthy said today, other big news, is he said this is unfair. It's Democrats controlling the House who are looking to impeach the president with no rules. What are the rules? We need to know the rules. And we need to be able to speak and get involved as Republicans. And you're knocking us out of the process. So the only people allowed with no rules of any kind, you've never set a single parameter, and the only people allowed to run this witch hunt are Democrats. That's what Kevin McCarthy said today. Amazing. Meanwhile, there are documents out that have heightened scrutiny on the Biden-Ukraine dealings, and they indicate Hunter Biden, the son of Vice President Biden, may have made millions and millions of dollars. They're trying to impeach Trump because of Biden's family's crimes. Is that not crazy? And they're doing it all based on a whistleblower. And the nonpartisan group Aiding Lawyers for the Whistleblower is tied to Democrats and far-left organizations. I'm sure George Soros. What a shocker. And the person who actually is the whistleblower, guess what we found out today? What a surprise. Registered Democrat. Hates Trump's guts. Of course. No surprises, folks. No surprise at all. And meanwhile, I'll kind of end this second segment with another important point to me. Okay? It's not just that I really love and appreciate Trump, what he's done for America. He's making America great again. As my column that came out today, nationally syndicated newspaper column said, he's made the American middle class great again. New stats out. For the average family in America, the highest income in history. Income and wages, salaries, income and wages. And for the average family, massive Trump tax cut that helped you save more money as well. Double whammy. And the average wage is up $1,000 in 8 years of Obama for the average family. Up $1,000 for the average household. In 8 years, a total of $1,000. Trump's been in office not even 3 years. 30 months. And the average household income is up $4,100. This is what the witch hunt's all about. To cover up the truth. Not only is the economy good, or as Democrats put it, rich people are making money. No. Middle class people are doing the best they've done in years, in decades, maybe ever. Maybe ever, according to highest household wages in history. $65,000 a household is the highest in history. That's Trump. That's the Trump economy. That's the Trump economic miracle. And they don't want you to know that. Democrats are trying to use weapons of mass distraction to hide the truth about Trump. That could be why my great friend Lee called me 2 Sundays ago. He said, stop watching football. I know you're watching football. Turn on Fox News on this Sunday. And I said, why? I'm watching football. I'm watching my Dallas Cowboys. No, turn on Fox News. I turn on Fox News. And there's Trump, our president, in a football stadium in Houston, Texas, Reliance Stadium, the home of the Houston Texans. And they're not playing football at home. The Texans are on the road, so the stadium is free. And guess who's in the stadium? Trump, with 60,000 Indians. You know, Sikhs, like Indians from India, meaning people from India with a dot on their head. I thought that dark-skinned people of all kinds, minorities of all kinds, hated Trump. People of color, I thought, hated Trump. Isn't that what the media tells you all day? 60,000 American Indians in a stadium, a football stadium, with President Trump screaming his name, Trump, 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 giving him standing ovations. And the biggest ovation, by the way, when Trump tells them, I'm going to protect you from Islamic extremism and terrorist attacks. Standing ovation. And when Trump tells them, I'm here to protect you because you're Americans now. My job is to protect Indians or Russians or Chinese or Mexicans. It's to care about Americans, and you're now American citizens, and I'm here to protect you. Standing ovation. And people screaming, Trump, Trump, Trump. Media doesn't tell you that. No. Now, when I get back, I want to tell you one more story you got to know about Robert De Niro. I'm going to tell you a great story about Bobby De Niro, the actor. The actor in The Nut Job, who every other word's the F word because he hates Trump so much. He's got Trump derangement syndrome. I want to mention the sponsor of this show. Cold and flu season's here. And silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. I'm talking about my doctor suggests that products contain alkaline structured silver, which destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. They've done great things for me. Everything that ails me. Everything that ails me. Gone. Because of my doctor suggests alkaline silver products. Thank you. Get 20% off, not just your first order, but every order when you tell them you're a fan of Wayne Root. And you get the book free, The Silver Miracle. Can't get it in stores. Got to make a call. 866-660-9868. A toll-free call. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root and tell them Wayne Root sent you. 20% off. Call them. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network as well as Newsmax TV. I wanted to mention Robert De Niro. See, I don't have Trump derangement syndrome or any other derangement syndrome. I can hate your politics and still like your movies. He's a great actor. You know, I loved him in every gangster movie he ever did. From Godfather to Goodfellas to, I don't know, I can't even think of all the other ones. But, I mean, I'm a Bronx Tale. I'm a gangster movie aficionado. You show me a mob movie, I'm there in a second. I love it. I enjoy it. Grew up in a mob neighborhood in New York. I'm a Jewish kid who grew up in all-Italian mob neighborhood in New York. Everybody's either a cop or a mobster. It's the only two things everybody did. And I got to tell you something. I would go to his movie tomorrow. Matter of fact, I'm gonna. He's got a new movie out called The Irishman. And it is supposed to be the greatest mob movie in 20 or 30 years. And it's him and Pacino and Joe Pesci. And I'll probably go to it. Even though I can't stand the guy. Even though I think he's nuts. Even though I've never seen a guy who goes on CNN and uses the F word repeatedly. About Donald Trump. He's crazy. But it always seems like the people who hate Trump the most and scream about him being a terrible person the most and scream about him being a womanizer the most and scream about him abusing women because people come out of the blue and charge him and Kavanaugh and people like that with things because they're all suffering from Trump derangement syndrome and they want to stop Trump, but he's never touched them. That's very clear. Or if he did touch someone, it was consensual. But it seems like the people who scream the loudest about it, just like the people who scream racist, the liberals who scream racist, all turned out to be racists who used to have blackface when they were kids in college. I didn't have blackface. Isn't that a funny thing? In my whole life, I've never dressed like a black person, never made fun of a black person. But it turns out, you know, Democrat governors, Democrat lieutenant governors, Democrat attorney generals, the leader, Justin Trudeau of Canada, the prime minister, they're all big liberals. They claim they love minorities. They love black people. They dressed in blackface. It's Saul Alinsky. Look in the mirror. Whatever you are, blame the other guy. That's why they scream racist so much. So when a liberal screams, that Trump, he's a bad guy, that Trump, he's a lowlife, that Trump, he's a womanizer, that Trump, he rapes women, it's because they're the ones who are harassing women, attacking women. They're the lowlives. They're the terrible people. And they project it on Trump like Saul Alinsky told them to do. Look in the mirror. Whenever you see, blame the other guy. It appears that's Robert De Niro. The guy's a lowlife. I'm still going to go see his movie, The Irishman. He's a great actor. See, I'm not an obsessed stalker like Democrats are. I can hate your politics and still enjoy you as an artist. My favorite group in music, Bon Jovi. Big liberals, big Democrats. They threw a fundraiser the other day, I think, for Cory Booker, if I remember correctly. John Bon Jovi for Cory Booker. How anybody could throw a fundraiser for a guy who's at 1% in the polls or less, some polls zero, I have no idea. Cory Booker's a buffoon. Cory Booker's a joke. Cory Booker's the single biggest joke in the history of American politics other than Beto O'Rourke, who's a bigger joke than Cory Booker. And that's saying a lot. How you could be a smart person who's worth $400 million like John Bon Jovi and him for United States president thinking he should be the leader of the economy and the commander of the military is beyond me. I'm still going to listen to John Bon Jovi's music because I love their songs. I'll still go to Robert De Niro's movies even though I can't stand the man and his opinions. And by the way, they should all shut up because just because you're a great rock star and a great singer and a great musician or a great actor doesn't mean you know anything about politics. Shut up. No one wants to hear your political opinions. We don't like you for your political opinions. But I did hear from a little birdie today that Robert De Niro is much worse than you know. He got accused of harassment and sexual harassment and abusive behavior by an employee just yesterday. And I hear it's going to get much, much worse. A little birdie told me that he is another Bill Cosby. Now, do I know that to be true? No. But the person who told me is in the Hollywood know. And they tell me there are going to be literally hundreds of women coming forward about Robert De Niro. Is that true? I don't know. Let's say allegedly. That's what I hear from very good sources. Isn't that perfect? The kind of people who attack Trump about things like this are actually projecting what they are. That's what they are. They're terrible people. They're evil. They're womanizers. They're harassers. They're abusers. You can tell from De Niro's personality. Not a nice person. I'm still going to go see his movie, but not a nice person. All right, nice people. Swiss America. Number one gold company in America. They've been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. They now sponsor both my radio and TV show. Good people. They've been with me for 3.5 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You can have faith in Swiss America. Give them a call now. The call's free. You get a free report for my fans only and a free DVD for my fans only, hosted by Wayne Allyn-Root. Call 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
China should start an investigation into the Bidens. Because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
President Trump speaking outside the White House on Thursday, saying the Biden's business deals should be looked into. A deal has been reached between MGM and the victims of the Las Vegas mass shooting. MGM Resorts International has agreed to pay up to $800 million to the families of the 58 victims of the Route 91 Harvest Festival shooting and the hundreds of others that were injured.
The stories that all of you, I'm sure, have heard about what happened that night and the impacts on these people is horrific. But this is a step in the right direction.
Robert Eglitz's law firm represents over 2,500 victims. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You know, this explains everything. Ukrainians donated more than any other group to the Clinton Foundation. That's amazing. This whole scandal goes back to Ukraine. No wonder they're so scared. The Clintons, the Obamas, the Bidens, the Kerrys, they're all tied in with looting the people of Ukraine and looting American foreign aid. I'll get into this. I want to take lots of calls the rest of the show. I'm going to get into this tomorrow. I'm going to lead off the show with this tomorrow. But Ukrainians donated more than any other group to the Clinton Foundation. They're hysterical that Trump has stumbled into their nightmare. He could put them all in jail. They all got rich off of Ukraine, a big corrupt country, or maybe I should say a little corrupt country out there Russia's way. And Trump has stumbled into this hornet's nest, and he's asked them to investigate, and the American people are first hearing about it. And it's not just Biden. I'm telling you, it's Obama, it's Clinton, it's John Kerry. They're all involved in the corruption. All the corruption, not just Ukraine, but this little country seems to be the key to all of it. And when Trump brought all this up, they lost their minds. And that's why they decided they had to impeach him. Wow. Do you realize there are Ukrainians that work for a lot of these people? Nancy Pelosi had an intern who's the daughter of one of the big shots in Ukraine. There's problems. The Democratic Party is bought and paid for. And Trump is the only guy who doesn't need the money. Only guy who ran for office, he's a billionaire, doesn't need the money, doesn't need the headache, doesn't need the heartache, doesn't even get a salary, he gave it up. Works for free. Can you imagine they're mad at him? No, they're not mad at him. They got to get him before he gets them. They got to impeach him before he's reelected and puts them all in prison. That's what's going on here, folks. He's got the goods on them. All right. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment, the show, Operation Rescue. There's a lot of bad things in this world. There's a lot of bad people in this world. There's a lot of evil people in this world. But what could be worse than abortion? What could be worse than late-term abortion? What could be worse than abortion at the moment of birth? What could be worse than abortion after the moment of birth, after a baby's born? Democrats want to make all that legal, brutally killing formed babies with eyes and ears and brains and arms and legs and beating hearts. It's sick. It's immoral. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. Abortionists already kill over 1 million defenseless babies every year in the name of reproductive health. Now the Democrats want even more. Someone's got to stop the killing. And that person's name is Troy Newman. He's the founder of Operation Rescue. He successfully waged a 30-year war to stop the murder of babies in America. And in the last year alone, Operation Rescue saved 53,000 babies. They've shut down more abortion clinics than any other organization in America, and they helped expose Planned Parenthood's fetal body parts business. Now, I've never been involved in pro-life in my entire life, but because Democrats are so extreme, and it's so disgusting what they're doing, and you know the babies are feeling pain, you know their hearts are beating while they're killing them, it's a horrible thing. I now have come out in support of pro-life and Operation Rescue 100%, 100%. They need your immediate help to stop extreme Democrat laws and save helpless, precious, innocent babies. So please give what you can today. They need gifts of $50 and $100 and $500 or even $1,000 or more. Man, would that be great. But even small gifts add up. Just give what you can to save babies' lives. See the contact information on the screen or just donate by calling 844-992-2020 to take credit cards. You can write a check, send it in, 844-992-2020, or go to prolifein2020.com. Let's grab some calls. The lines are full. What a surprise, right? Every night on this show, lines are full. I love you people. Sandra from California on line one. Sandra, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. Thank you so much for taking my call. First, I want to say I have been with President Trump since he came down the escalator.
You and me
both. Asked me why. You asked me why. When he said, I'm going to stop illegal immigration, I jumped off my sofa, pointed at the TV and said, I'm voting for Donald Trump. And I'll tell you why. I'm a native of California, and this morning I went online to read the news at foxnews.com, and I ran across this article, a report that the Thousand Oaks, California police chief decided to cancel a charity event for the fallen police who was murdered by this mass shooter at Borderline Grill in Thousand Oaks, California.
I remember it well, yeah.
Because MAGA Trump supporters were attending.
Including Scott Baio, right? Yeah.
And the singer, her last name is Vega.
Yeah. She was a guest on my show.
I guess at the Oscars dressed up in a Trump outfit.
Yeah. She's a good girl. She was a guest on my show. She's a great gal. And Scott Baio's a friend of mine. And it's just sad that this is how deranged all these liberals are. And even sadder, it could be a police chief.
It's not derangement. This is totalitarianism. This is socialist communism. This is the result of what they've been voting for up in Sacramento. And this is the Democrats in this state. I'm blaming the people who vote for these people. These people are voting and saying, yeah, you shut up, American. These illegal aliens have come over to my homeland and stole it. They came over to my California American homeland. They stole it. They stole my American government. Because California, the Sacramento, destroyed the American system of government. So
Were you listening yesterday on this show when I said that California used to be the most red state, the land of Reagan and Nixon and Pete Wilson, and the Democrats opened up the borders as an experiment and let the whole world in from Mexico and Central America, turned the whole state blue, turned it to a welfare socialist state, turned it to a homeless hellhole with the most homeless people in America and the most drug addicts in America and the most needles and poop and pee on the ground in America, and it's a disaster, and now they want to spread it to the whole country because the experiment in their minds worked. They made it a completely blue socialist state. It's not even America anymore. It's a new country. We should make them secede. It should be Cali, Mexico. And it isn't America anymore. And they've outvoted all the good people of California who vote red Republican. You're outvoted by foreigners who don't love America, don't know the Constitution, and want welfare from cradle to grave, and are here illegally. And that's the experiment that worked for them. It failed California and it failed America. But it worked for Democrats to elect nothing but their people. Now they want to bring it to the whole country with open borders. What do you think about my suggestion right there, my belief what happened?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'll tell you what, I know Thousand Oaks, California very well. And Thousand Oaks, California used to be so red, so Republican.
Yes.
And it was rated one of the best cities in the United States.
Very
and it's
safe.
Been destroyed by Democrats.
Wow.
And it's just so sad. It really
let me ask you a question.
Can I make one more point?
Yeah, let me just ask you a quick question. I love your call. I love your passion, but a quick question. So do you live in Thousand Oaks? Let me start with that. Right near it, yes?
I live in the vicinity.
Okay.
But
so
I know Thousand Oaks very well.
When you say they've ruined it,
so
here's my deal. I lived in Malibu, California for 13 years on the beach and overlooking the beach around all the Hollywood liberals. And I left, moved to Vegas because I couldn't take the liberals. But I used to go to Thousand Oaks all the time and Westlake Village all the time. They were beautiful. They were red Republican and they were crime free. You say they've ruined it in the 18 years I've been gone. What's happened that makes you say they've ruined Thousand Oaks? It's not
it's
safe anymore?
It's illegal immigration, and all the students have been indoctrinated in anti-American thinking. They're taught to hate America. You hear it over and over and over again, you know, online or on the news, that students are protesting the American flag because they find the American flag just insulting. And I'm thinking to myself, pack it up. Get rid of the American flag. Get rid of our Constitution and succeed from the United States and start your own country.
Sandra, what's so disgraceful is you constantly see people marching from Mexico, and I'm not picking on Mexico because it's every country in the world. It brings some people that are problematic to America, and there's some good people that come from Mexico, as President Trump said. Not everybody's bad, but there are some bad people, some bad hombres, as Trump would say. They like to fly the American flag upside down or stomp on it or set it on fire or spit on it while they're flying Mexican flags in our country. And I got to ask, then why did you leave your country? because your country's a crap hole. Everyone knows Mexico's a crap hole. Everyone knows America's a thousand steps up. So why do you want to come to our country and then denigrate our country and then say our country's not great and try and make it into where you ran away from? Why did you run away from it if it was so great? It wasn't great. You hated it. Your life was miserable. Life in Mexico is misery. So you ran to America to escape it, but now you fly Mexican flags and you spit on the American flag. Does that make any sense at all? No. None. Zero. Zip. You're self-destructive. You must be Trump deranged. You must not understand life. You ran away. You know how many? I'm Jewish. You know how many Jews ran away from Nazi Germany? We came to America, and you know what we say? God bless America. I don't fly a Nazi flag. I don't fly a German flag. I don't respect Germany. I don't like Germany. I don't want to be in Germany. I want to be in America. I'm proud to be in America. My Italian buddies, I grew up in an all-Italian city, and every Italian friend I got, they don't think about Italy. They love America. They came here because they know it's better than Italy. Italy's a crap hole. They know that. My Irish friends love America. They don't sit around wishing to be back in Dublin. America's the best country in the world. But we let in these people from other foreign countries that think the country they came from is the greatest. Then go back to the country you came from. What are you doing here? Denigrating my country. Making it worse. Trying to make it as crappy as Mexico. Mexico's a lousy country. Filled with some nice people. Some very nice people. But it's a horrible, poverty-stricken country. You know what prisons are like in Mexico? Do you know how many women are raped in Mexico? I don't want America to be Mexico. We shall return. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 an ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners, plus a free 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Allyn Root. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
See, I respond to all of my fans. One of my fans, Ken, sent me an email in the break. He says, War, it's interesting how we don't hear anything about the settlement, the legal settlement in the Vegas shooting that happened earlier today. MGM is settled with the lawyers and the victims. Okay, Ken, you wanted to hear it? You're going to get it with both barrels from Wayne Allen Root. The settlement is horrible. The settlement is terrible. The settlement is awful. It's another great example of why I despise lawyers. The lawyers got rich, and the people get bupkis, as we used to say in New York. Yiddish word for nothing. Peanuts. Zip, zilch, nada. The people get nothing. It's about a $700 to $800 million settlement, which probably means it's a $700 million settlement. 40% goes to the lawyers. By the time you subtract that, you're talking about a $400 million settlement. There's 2,500 people that have to divide $400 million. The lawyers get rich. They didn't experience the trauma. They don't have PTSD. No one they love died. They don't have a bullet in their spine. They get rich. They each get $50 million, every lawyer involved. And the people get small amounts of money. And get this one, MGM walks away unscathed. They get away with murder scot-free. MGM made every mistake in the book, and my understanding is their insurance policy paid up to $800 million. So they settled for the exact amount that the insurance company would pay, and MGM doesn't have to pay a thing, even though, in my opinion, many things happen because of MGM's negligence. That's why you picked that location. And I've gone over it on this show. When it happened, I had a long, you know, War and Peace, 30-page War and Peace agenda that I told you about. What, many of the questions about the Vegas shooting and the Vegas massacre and all the blame I heaped on MGM. I think they made so many mistakes. It's just horrible. And I just can't believe the insurance company will pay. They don't have to pay anything. In my opinion, it sounds like nothing, little or nothing. The people will get very small settlements, including people who lost their husbands, their wives, their children. And then the lawyers get rich. They settled for a lousy amount of money that they knew was low pickings. They could get right off the tree, the insurance money, instead of spending a long, protracted trial and going out and fighting for billions, an extra billion or two from MGM, which is the world's biggest gaming company. There's my answer. Let's mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's Dr. Joseph Williams. If you're experiencing hair loss, thinning hair, or flat out going bald, my great friend Joe Williams, I've known him 18 years. I've seen his before and after pictures for 18 years. He's a board certified MD. He's a surgeon. He's one of 200 doctors in the world who is a diplomate of the American Board of Hair Restoration Surgery. He's renewed the lives of celebrities, executives, sitting presidents, all the way down to thousands of working men and even working women who flew in from all over the world and all over the United States to get their hair restoration done in Las Vegas by the best doctor in the business, Joe Williams, in my opinion. This led them to new jobs, new careers, relationships, a more satisfying and fulfilling life. And Dr. Williams guarantees his work, and he's so confident he's willing to give you, not only guarantee his work, but give you a free Vegas vacation. Go to his website, vacationrestoration.com. So many of you already have and have signed up. One of you is having the surgery tomorrow and wanted me to come to Dr. Williams' office to meet you because you're a big fan of mine. But I'm booked up the whole day and I can't do it. But I told him to call me when they're walking into Dr. Williams' office on their cell phone, and I'll carve out 10 minutes of my day and speak to my fan, Gary. So vacationrestoration.com, where you can see all the photos of the great work he's done, or call him and get a free consultation. You have nothing to lose. He'll tell you how he can change your life. 888-357-0888. My great friend, Dr. Joe Williams, thanks for sponsoring the show. Let's grab a few more calls. Let's take RJ in Connecticut, line two. RJ, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Good evening, Wayne. God bless America. God bless President Trump, and God bless Wayne LaRue. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. What's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind? Well, there is hope, sir, because up in Canada, I just got some information today from a gentleman that lives just outside of Ottawa. He's telling me the 10 or 12 governors have gone conservative. 60 seats in their parliament have gone conservative.
Yeah.
Very few liberals left. He said there's so few liberals left, it's hardly even a party up there.
You know why? Because once you take Justin Trudeau, once you get a taste of what that moron believes in, just even Obama. He's an Obama moron.
Oh, goodness.
You know, everything he does destroys the economy, kills jobs. And here's what Obama did. Obama was actually a job machine. If you're an illegal immigrant and you want to make, you know, $4 an hour, Obama created millions of those jobs. But try graduating a good college and having big college debt and try getting a $100,000 job under 8 years of Obama. There were none in America. None. Every job was a low-wage, minimum-wage, part-time job that didn't pay health insurance. Isn't that ironic? And that's Justin Trudeau, too. Morons. Liberal morons and losers. Thanks for the call. Let's take Carl. We're out of time. 1 minute. That's it. All right, look. Who's left is Carl in Colorado, Mike in California, Joe in Vegas, all of you. Listen to me carefully. Call in tomorrow at exactly 8 o'clock Eastern. We'll put you first in line. You'll absolutely get on the show tomorrow. Wayne Root always takes care of my fans. Whoever's left waiting gets on tomorrow, first in line, if you call at the dot of 8 p.m. Maybe even call a few minutes early. Phone lines are open before the show even starts. 833-WAR-TALK. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for making it the hottest show on Newsmax TV. Thanks for making Newsmax TV the hottest cable news network in the United States of America and making this the show that is the showcase of Newsmax TV. Appreciate every single one of you and all the cops out there, all the military out there, active military, all the retired military, the vets out there. We love you. I appreciate everything you've done and what you are willing to risk for my freedom, for my ability to say what I need to say on national TV and national radio. I love you. God bless you. Be safe tonight. Country loves you. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.